speaking for, especially for the Newmarket and Drumline Road, the R458, it's a former national routeway. It's currently a region or a regional road where the speed limit is 80 kilometres an hour. It needs to be segregated to provide safe passage for both pedestrians and for cyclists. The road edges on one side of the road have come in very close, even in some parts encroaching over the yellow line for the hard shoulder. The road is lacking maintenance and it's time for action on that road, because if the development greenway happens from Shannon through Bunratty 6 Mile Bridge and hopefully into Limerick, which will create great active travel for people, Newmarket shouldn't be left out of the loop. And by having that infrastructure developed on the R458, connects Newmarket and Clonmany through Drumline to the underpass under the motorway to the Hurlers Cross. I've spoken to people in Newmarket, people from Shannon who walk that road and cycle it very, very often. It can be very dangerous. There is no protection. A single white line is painted on the yellow on the left-hand side of the road, or the right-hand side, depending which way you go. On the outbound lane, it's on the left-hand side, where there's a small hatching area, which is not safe. Cars travelling at 80 kilometres an hour, that could end its potential for a serious incident on that road. And I think time is now for it to be done in preparations for the Greenway. The Shannon Greenway, which is another vital piece of active travel infrastructure, and Clare County Council have brought it into their Greenways. It received €300,000 from Transport Infrastructure Ireland to help develop and propose the development phase and towards planning. In their press release on that, which is over 12 months ago, they also said funding had been provided to help dedicate and focus to getting it through the planning applications and design phase much quicker. We're 12 months into that. There's nothing has come back. It is a unique proposition for Shannon Airport and for the wider Shannon economy, and for people as well through active travel, that you could get off the plane, cycle through Bunratty, go off the beaten track to 6 Mile Bridge or Cratlow, or even go back to Newmarket. It opens a huge opportunity in many ways, not just the local recreational benefits to young people, where it might give extra access without having to use parents driving them out to places, and if socially it would give a huge benefit to the region.
So essentially, Keith, what you're hoping for here is that when plans are progressed for the the Limerick Greenway and the Southeast Clare elements of that, that you don't want Newmarket on Fergus to be left behind, and you want to make sure that gets its fair share of active travel infrastructure as well.
100%. The whole Shannon environs is all connected, and even people on the other side of the municipal district who are out towards Westbury and Shannon Banks, the link through Shannon to Limerick and for them to connect to Limerick for the whole area to the municipal district is very important, because it gives people greater options, especially people. Sometimes people may not see Newmarket as a village, but it is a village. It's slightly disconnected with the public transport services. By giving people active travel, it can open up a huge amount of business and create more local drive and give everyone an opportunity to safely travel from one place to another, because that road in Newmarket, the R458, can be treacherous in rain or hail, and even in the winter months when the road itself is has unstable road edges, and for the maintenance of it hasn't been kept up. Newmarket should not be left behind, and neither should 6 Mile Bridge at Bunratty and into Cratlow and Limerick. The whole region benefits from this project. We're 12 months after the funding for the design phase. I think it needs to come off the shelf. It needs to come a reality. Many people, especially in Shannon, we've had lots of plans for infrastructure, including the local area plan in 2016, where things have never come to fruition. I think this thing of painting a white line on one side of the road is not giving enough protection and cover to cyclists or pedestrians, especially on the R458, where the speed limit is 80 kilometres an hour. I've looked enough to see in parts of Europe, especially in Germany, Sweden and Denmark, where they actually segregated with a metal barrier, so the road actually moves to one side and the pedestrians and the cyclists all share one. And the reason for that is the survey says that the interaction between pedestrians and cyclists in that segregated part of the road is of a small enough contact point that there isn't much need for any more safety on the road, because the car traffic, bus traffic, heavy goods vehicles are totally separated for them. It would be a huge benefit to people, where even people who live just outside Newmarket could trust to send their child on that road to cycle into the village. The benefits are untold to people.